Hi, I'm W2B Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only Rick Younger, who's playing the role of the school principal in Mean Girls the Musical, now making its world premiere at National Theater. Rick, sir, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The reason we wanted to get Rick on here is because he's born and raised from this area, so this is a local hometown hero success story. Rick, why don't you tell our listeners where you grew up up in Baltimore?
Yeah, this is my triumphant return to the hometown area. I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland. I went to the University of Maryland College Park, and I got my entertainment career started in Washington, D.C. as a stand-up comedian, so it's good to be back.
What? I'm a fellow Terp as well. What year were you at UMD?
92.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Didn't mean to date you there, man. We thought Vernon Davis has been around a while. No.
Well, I mean, you know, I could tell you stories about the old university, but no, it's beautiful now. Not that it wasn't beautiful then, but the things that are going on up there now.
It's unbelievable. Well, we're jealous that you actually got to, you know, you were there during the heyday of Cole Fieldhouse. And was that, who was on the team then? Was that like X-Ray Hip and all those guys?
Walt Williams was there. Remember, Brian Williams was at Maryland for a short period of time.
Right.
Keith Gatlin was still there.
Joe Smith?
Derek Lewis was still there.
Had Joe Smith got there yet?
Joe Smith was there when I was there. Yeah,
man. See, we could just talk old sports all day. Awesome, but did you do the what was it, the Clarice Performing Arts Center there? I think that's what it was called.
Man, I did stuff at was it TAWS? There was TAWS and I can't remember the one that was connected to the music department.
Gotcha.
So I performed at both of those places. Yeah.
Gotcha. What was
and
your?
I sung in the gospel choir.
Wow. What was your degree?
I got my degree in American Studies with minors in Afro-American Studies and Radio, Television, and Film.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So how do you get from there into doing the stand-up stuff in D.C.?
Well, the way it goes is when your parents tell you that you're going to college, whether you want to or not, then you go. And then since you went to a school like Baltimore Polytechnic Institute, you thought you were supposed to be an engineer. So you started out pre-engineering, but then people say you talk a lot. So then you're like, okay, I'll go into government and politics. And then I was like, no, I want to do television and film. And then eventually you realize that you just want to get out of school, and you go to your advisor and say, what is my fastest way out? And they say, American Studies, and you have enough credits in these two other places to get minors in radio, television, and film and Afro-American Studies. But it was a great coming together of me and American Studies, because it's the study of American culture, the reasons behind the history. And I'm like, if, you know, that's what a comedian is. We're cultural observers, you know. I'm always observing things and commenting on it through comedy. And, you know, I think that's just like a natural movement into acting.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I always was a singer, so.
Did you ever do the DC Improv?
Yep, did the DC Improv. I started at a couple of clubs that are like the Comedy Cafe that used to be on K Street, and Garvin's, and Comedy Connection. And just a few months ago, I headlined at the DC Draft House.
That's great, man. But then also, we know you've done some live TV tapings at Showtime at the Apollo. So you've branched out from just the DC area too. I know you've done national tours of Rent. I mean, you've made it. But how did you after you got out of Maryland, did you stick around the DC area, or did you make your way to New York? How'd that happen?
I was in D.C. for a while. I was down here for about 5 years after college before I made the move to New York. And, you know, from New York is when I got into the national tour of Rent. And that's what made me stay. It was like once I booked something that kind of, you know, kind of reinforced that, yeah, you're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. Stick with it. And I've been there ever since.
Who'd you play in Rent?
I was the seasoned soloist, so I was the big song 525,600 minutes. I sung the male solo on that.
How can we forget that song?
I know.
You know that song? Yeah, of course. Now it's gonna be in my head all day.
Right,
thanks.
Right, right. I did a bunch of other things like Christmas bells and all this other stuff, but that's the one where I'm like, if people always identify with that song, like, you know, I can't tell them like. You know, I created my own character you know, because they tell you to create your own backstory for your character. So if I told you that I played Cletus, Lord of the Homeless, that doesn't mean anything. But if I sing Seasons of Love, you're right in there.
Right, right, exactly. It drops us right in there. All right, cool. Well, Mean Girls then. So do you remember watching, I guess it was Tim Meadows, right, who did it in the original movie?
Meadows,
do you remember when you first saw it?
Yeah, it was a while ago. You know, obviously seeing it had no idea I would ever be playing the part that Tim Meadows plays. But as a comedian and a lover of everything SNL, I usually try to check out all the movies that the SNL people do. So, I'd seen the movie. But when it was time to audition, I've stayed away from watching the movie so that I could have my own take on Mr. Duvall.
Right. You don't want him sounding too much like the ladies' man or something like that.
I mean, you know. that would be an interesting take on Mr. Duvall, but no, I think we're going to go with what we've already developed. I don't think I could take that to our director. Hey, maybe we can give him a list like the ladies, man. No.
I'm going to need you to report to the office. Yeah, no. No, that'd be a different kind of show. Tell us about, let's say, some of our listeners, maybe some older listeners, that maybe somehow they were under a rock and missed Mean Girls altogether when it was out. It's hard to imagine, but tell us about the principal. What's he all about?
Well, the way I see it, the principal, he is trying to keep the inmates from running the asylum. It's like, you know, it's high school. They're at that age where kids are, they can be a little mean to each other. And, you know, sometimes we look back on that part of our lives. We're like, you know what? I shouldn't have done that. And Mr. Duvall is kind of like the guy who's trying to keep them from going too far off the rails.
Gotcha, gotcha. But the big thing this time is that, you know, all these favorite moments that we remember from the movie are now going to be set to music. Do you, sir, have a favorite number either that you get to do or that you get to watch from the wings and watch everybody else do?
Oh, there are so many. Like the Halloween party, that's a pretty popular part of the movie. There's a song attached to that called Sexy. That is really funny and it rocks out. World Burn, which is a song that I'm actually in the midst of. It's so many great songs. I've been telling people, it's the kind of show where if you saw the movie, fine, but if you haven't seen the movie, you can still appreciate what's going on, and the music just takes it to another level.
That's so great. What's it been like working with Tina Fey? Because we interviewed Ashley Park earlier, and she said that she was very hands-on, was there for every rehearsal, all of that stuff. But, well, you know, you said that you, I mean, we talked sort of about with, you know, with Tim Meadows, but you said you were a huge SNL fan.
Well, you know, it's so funny. It's like I'm slowly working my way through working with SNL alumni. I work with Tracy Morgan. I helped write one of his comedy specials a few years back. And so I've been around the people, and one of the things I love about Tina is that she is just a very real person. You know, it's like she's unaware that she's a superhero, and I know she's a superhero because I've watched people react to her. I've watched how people react when they know that I'm working with her. It's almost like they want to touch me because they think I may have touched her. I love the way that she's very collaborative. Like when she comes up with like some line changes and she's like, I mean, nonstop. It's like every time you think she's got the greatest line that could possibly be given, she'll come up with another line for your character. And she just comes over to you and says, hey, what about let's do this or let's try that. But she's like ready to accept your input on the whole thing as well. So that's very wonderful to be with someone who, I mean, she won a Mark Twain Award. You know, at this point, she's a comedic legend.
Yeah.
And for her to be open to collaboration is just an amazing experience.
It's so refreshing to hear. What was that song? Is There Goes My Hero, But She's Ordinary. That's exactly what it sounds
like.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Hey, speaking to quote the show, we all want to know, is Mean Girls the musical, is it pretty fetch?
It is. Oh, it is more than fetch. It's fabulously super fetch.
Super fetch. Hey, that's a character. Super fetch.
Hashtag super fetch. It is very fetch. And this time, fetch is happening.
Oh, I love it. All right, cool. Well, we know you're a busy man. We won't keep you much longer, but just sort of in closing, what's it going to be like to come back to you, to debut this in your hometown? Are you going to, you know, is a bunch of family, friends going to be around?
So far I've had a few friends come to previews. Eventually my mother is going to come see the show. So it's going to be, here's the thing. A lot of my friends have waited too long, and now they may miss out in the DC experience because the tickets are selling like crazy. But I do have quite a few friends and family members who are going to make it out while I'm in DC.
Well, see, there you go. See, even Rick's friends can get blocked out from getting this. It's selling so fast. So our listeners, you got to get your tickets now.
I said, get your tickets. And they kept saying, I'm going to get that. I said, no, you better get your tickets. Don't tell me about what you're going to do. Get the tickets.
Well, there you go. Listeners, get your tickets. Because if the family and friends discount isn't there, then you guys are going to be, it's hard. No.
Yeah. No. Don't come looking for a hookup from me. I don't do the hookup.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, man. It's so great seeing another local guy and a fellow Terp doing so well. So keep up the great work, man.
All right. Thanks a lot. And fear the turtle, man.
Fear the turtle. Super fetch.
All right, man.
Later, man.